There is no doubt that Doggy is losing his mind, the namesake for this channel. He's kind of sick. I'd be shocked if he was into work today. He's scheduled to be into work. But I know this is a little hard for him to take because he didn't see all this coming. You see what I'm saying? And he's going to get on me. He's going to get on y'all. He's going to tell you that, you know, he's going to bring up that I have lost faith in the New York Knicks because I'm thinking that they can't beat Detroit or whatever. But that was before these playoffs began. That was before Mike Brown handed the reins to Carl Anthony Towns as a playmaker. That was because they ingratiated Carl Anthony Towns into the proceedings and reminded the world of how versatile this man was. And Doggy being a Benedict Arnold, somebody who roots for nothing in New York, always rooting against New York teams, whether it's the Yankees and the Mets, whether it's the Jets and the Giants, whether it's the Knicks or the Nets, the Islanders, the Devils, the Rangers, and Doggy don't root for anything close to the New York area, let alone New York. He's a Benedict Arnold, okay? He's a Benedict Arnold, but it's all right. It's okay. It's you know, his suffering, his comeuppance is on the way because New York Knicks in the finals. New York Knicks are in the finals, y'all. And you know what? Got a legitimate shot to win. Make no mistake, they're not going to be the favorites. They are going to be the underdogs, and deservedly so, because the Powers has been out west all season long. It is universally recognized as OKC and San Antonio being the two best teams in basketball. But that doesn't mean that the Knicks can't interrupt the proceedings and create a new narrative, okay? Because the bottom line is, we here. Finally, when we say we here, we here. It ain't just hyperbole. It's not just us engaging in histrionics or demonstrative tendencies. We really are here. We in the NBA Finals. We in the NBA Finals. The New York Knicks, okay? The Mecca, Madison Square Garden. Broadway, 7th Avenue, and everything in between. New York is bananas right now. And it should be. And it should be. Because the suffering that has taken place in New York City is not something that non-New Yorkers can relate to. Let me be very, very clear. Okay? It's different. It's different. See, if you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, here's the difference between you and a Knicks fan. You're delusional. You could go 3-14 right now. Within an hour. This is y'all. You know we're going to win the Super Bowl next year, right? You know we're going to win the Super Bowl. See, you don't live in reality when you're a Dallas Cowboy fan. But when you are a New York Knicks fan, you suffer because you're a realist and you're not under any delusions. You really, really, really suffer. And because you suffer to that palpable degree, okay, that means you're suffering because you're not delusional and you're aware of the circumstances that are surrounding you. You don't understand what Spike Lee has been through. You don't understand what Chris Rock has been through. You don't understand what Ben Stiller has been through. You don't understand what you know, I mean, unless Tracy Morgan has been through. You don't get it. You don't understand what suffering is. The years of ineptitude, the times that you've sat back and you watched one mistake after another, and you watched people use Madison Square Garden as their own playground instead of getting abused like they were supposed to when they arrived at Madison Square Garden. Jordan, Kobe, LeBron, Steph, Iverson, the list goes on and on. Everybody just sitting there coming to a garden, abusing folks, abusing the New York Knicks and their fan base. Kevin Durant didn't come to New York. And when he didn't come to New York, do you know what he said? Knicks were corny because of Dolan. And he was right at the time. He was right. Kyrie wanted to take KD and their talents to Brooklyn because start our own thing. Why should we go to the New York Knicks? What are they going to do for us? What are they? Dolan was running this product into the East River or the Hudson. It was bad. We have suffered. We have been in pain and agony. You understand what we've been going through. and to go through all of that and to be here today. Let me get some tissue. I'm getting emotional right now. Y'all don't understand what we have been through, the suffering that we have had to endure. When people laugh, you know when people laugh at you and you know you deserve the laughter? You know how hard that is? When you are the brunt of jokes and ridicule and mocking and humiliation and you know good and damn well you deserve it. That has been New York Knicks fans. And this is New York, baby. This ain't Carolina or someplace else or Utah or something. This is New York City. So you got the five boroughs. Manhattan, Queens, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Staten Island. Then you got Long Island. They think the LIE coming to the city, people. And then you got cats that leave the state. They go through the Lincoln. Or they go through the Holland Tunnel. And they live in New Jersey, but they're coming to New York. You got people coming from Westchester and Connecticut, Greenwich, and Western New York, and they descend upon the garden year after year after year and get nothing but garbage in return. And the stench is so bad that even when you travel back to those hours upon which you came from, the stench doesn't leave you. You take showers and baths. You exfoliate and scrub. You go on vacations. You go everywhere. And the stench won't leave. It just stays stuck to your nostrils. It's like somebody passing gas right in your face and the smell just won't leave. It stays in the food you eat. The stuff you drink. The deodorant you wear. The clothes you put on your back, the people that's in your face, it doesn't escape. You know why? Because it stinks for all of us. And this is the way it has been for the better part of 27 years. That is what has happened. Until last night when the New York Knicks closed the deal and they said to you what you saw in Atlanta wasn't a fluke. What you saw in Philly wasn't a fluke. What you gonna see in Cleveland tonight ain't no fluke. 13 fast quarter points in the first quarter. 26 fast break points in the first half. Hustling and beating the Cleveland Cavaliers up and down the court. Dunking on them, pulling up for threes on them, getting into the lanes on them. Outrunning them, out hustling them, out muscling them. Everything. Do you understand? What we have been through. I mean, this is special. This is what it's all about, baby. This is what it's all about. Because it's over now. We back in the finals. And we're looking good. Now, damn it, job ain't finished. We got four to go. Job ain't finished. And damn it, it ain't going to be easy because I got news for you. Knicks ain't going to be the favorites. Whether it's OKC, assuming they get healthy, or whether it's San Antonio, they're going to be the favorites. But the reality is that this is a series that's coming up in these NBA finals. It is not a foregone conclusion that either one of those teams are going to smoke the Knicks and get them up out of here. It's going to be a fight. It's going to be a battle. It's probably going to be like it was in 1994 when Olajuwon and Otis Thorpe, and Kenny Smith, Craig Elo. No, not Craig Elo. Not him. I'm just saying to you, if Pat Riley had remembered to use Rolando Blackman, John Starks, we could get on him about game 7, but damn it, he was great in game 6. And they had a chance, and Pat Riley stuck with him and wouldn't go with Rolando Blackman in game 7, and that was a mistake that the New York Knicks never recovered from. And you know what made it worse? Know what made it worse? Pat Riley went on to lead Miami to a championship years later when he had that brother D. Wade and he fired Stan Van Gundy and took over the helm and coached him and Shaq and Alonzo and the crew to a championship. And then he got LeBron to come to Miami instead of New York, and they won back-to-back titles and went to four straight NBA finals. And then even getting Jimmy Butler, even though they didn't win it, they went to two NBA finals, one in the bubble, one against Denver. Meanwhile, the Knicks, as Doggy would say, couldn't figure out their ass from their elbows. That is what has happened to us. People have used the garden as their playground. But no more! No more! Our time now. Job ain't finished. As the late, great Kobe Bryant would say, job ain't finished, job finished, job ain't finished. But now the stench in our nostrils, the smell, we don't want to let that go. We smelling it. We smelling what emanates from orange and blue skies. We're smelling what emanates from getting back-to-back sweeps. We're smelling what emanates from stomping teams out over the last 11 straight games, outscoring about over 200 points, averaging over 23.8-point victories. I'm talking about that kind of smell, baby. That's what we smelling now. That's what we smelling now. It's been a long time. This is what it's all about, baby. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number. Call us 888-623-3646. Go and get back to the phones. Who do I have on here interrupting my flow? Let's go to Hyel in Chicago. You're live with Stephen A. What's up?
How's it going, Stephen A? I know you're in a really good mood right now. And in Chicago, you know, I just want to talk about the coaching change. That was the real thing that really, it's hell, by the way, but hey, it's all right. I'm gonna let that slide. I've been here for a minute. I want to talk about the coaching change from Thibodeau to Mike Brown. I'm a Bulls fan. Lifelong Bulls fan. Lifelong Bulls fan. I already knew. I said it from the beginning. I said, hey, they are not winning. They're not winning. They're not going to the finals with Tom Thibodeau. Like, it's not going to happen. I know he outplays. He burns out his players at the end of the day. He burns out his players. And the second they did that, in two seasons, they're back to NBA Finals.
Okay. You've heard that before. You've heard that from me before. I think that Tom Thibodeau is a damn good coach. But he does wear out his welcome. He's so fixated and dedicated on the sport of basketball. Doesn't trust his assistant coaches enough. Didn't know how to relax with players. Mike Brown is considered somebody that doesn't have that problem, and it turned out to be the right decision for the New York Knicks because Mike Brown has proven he can coach. We can't question that anymore.
Absolutely. I know he turned the Sacramento Kings around. I wasn't sure if he could turn the Knicks around, like going to the finals, but hey, he shut me up. I don't know if I can swear on here, but
all right.
Another thing, I don't think the Knicks want to see the Spurs. I think if they win, it's going to be versus OKC.
Man, we ain't running from that smoke. It's going to be whatever it's going to be. Because guess what? We're going to be the underdog with no matter who it is. It's going to be the underdog.
Right about that.
It's going to be the underdog, and deservedly so, because they have looked better throughout the season than the New York Knicks have. They have looked like a better team, both teams. And right now, them going against each other, the way that they're going against each other, we get that part. But in the end, what it comes down to is that the New York Knicks are here in the finals, and we'll be waiting. Appreciate the call. Thank you, man. Dana in Virginia, you're live with Stephen A. What's up?
Orange and blue skies.
Orange and blue skies, baby. Orange and blue skies. What's up?
And one thing I can say, I never thought I'd say this about Cam. I love his analogy when it comes to these sports. Man, I've been saying it forever, Stephen A., and I'm just waiting. All y'all Knicks fans, super-duper hype and all this and that. It's just a matter of time for y'all to get in y'all own way. You always talk about, we ain't delusional like the Cowboys. Man, Y'all more delusional than Cowboy fans.
That's not true. That is patently false. Nobody is more delusional than a Cowboys fan. That is a flat out lie, and you know it. Nobody.
You're the one that had a guess on First Take saying that y'all gonna switch the finals. That's delusional.
Hold on. Hold on. What guest said that we were going to sweep the finals? Who was that?
That DJ guy you had on First Take.
You're talking about Kid Merle. All right. He doesn't speak for Knicks fans. He doesn't speak for Knicks fans like that. He doesn't speak. But be fair. He was right about what he said about the Cavs. He did say the Knicks would sweep the Cavs.
And he's delusional. He said that the Knicks going to sweep the finals. And let me say
Hold it, Dana. I just finished saying. He did say they were going to sweep the Cavs. Do you not give him credit for that?
You did not think
the Knicks was going to sweep the Cavs. Neither did I. We knew the Knicks were going to win. We did not predict the sweep. He did. So give credit where credit is due to Kid Merle.
Let me say this right here, Steve. Even before the finals started, I had the Knicks and the Nuggets as my two final picks. What I was saying about the Knicks, look what made me jump on saying the Knicks was going to make it to the finals. Because coming up to the playoff, wasn't nobody really talking about the Knicks at all. And I said, no, son, since ain't nobody looking at the Knicks going to jail. They're going to get it together, and they're going to make a run. And they made a run. So I had the Knicks. It ain't really shocked me what the Knicks did. Now, 4-0 and going on 11 straight. Yeah, that was shocking.
But that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about the Knicks like this because they won. We're talking about them this way because of the fashion in which they won.
And I love the way that they did it, Stephen A., because that made y'all fan base even more hyped and more delusional than what they already were.
Okay. I got you.
And I love it. You're a Cowboy fan? I'm a Raider fan. So you're a Raider fan,
and you're on the phone with me talking about how delusional Knicks fans are.
The Raider fans is none of us are delusional because we know for the last 20 years we ain't been nothing, and we haven't even since Al Davis been gone. We've really been stinking.
Okay. Well, guess what? You're going to stink a little bit more, too, before you get it together. Have a nice day. You ain't messing with my moment right now. New York Knicks time, baby. We ain't got time for that negativity. We ain't doing all of that. Stephen in Florida. You're live with Stephen A. What's up, Stephen?
Stephen A., what's going on, man?
I'm great. Okay. What's up?
I guess I should say good morning since you out in L.A. How's the weather out there in L.A.?
It's all right. It ain't Florida weather, but it's cool. It's cool.
Oh, hey, you know, look, it's about to be hurricane season starting next week, so you know.
Hey, listen. It don't take that many hurricanes. It don't get that many hurricanes. You understand what I'm saying? I was there last year. It only had one. I'm good. Go ahead.
Well, as far as your team is concerned, I will congratulate you. And you saying the key word now. My son is a Lakers fan. His favorite player was Kobe. May he rest in peace. And he actually said the same thing that you said right after the Knicks were down 2-1 to Atlanta. And when you went off on the Knicks, he commented on it. He said, as soon as you did that, they ain't lost since.
They haven't lost since. And damn it, if I have to do it again, I'll do it again. Whatever it takes. I wasn't rooting for Mikal Bridges to fail. I was rooting for Mikal Bridges to play the way that he's been playing ever since I went the hell off. And I'm proud I did it. I don't give a damn. I'm trying to win. You understand?
Hey.
I'm trying to win. We ain't been to the finals in 27 years.
Hey, look, hey, being as a Warriors fan, believe me, you feel the same way now as I felt in 2015 because we hadn't won the title in 40 years before that.
Right.
So I feel you on that, you know. Right. But hey,
and let me take a moment to give the love, not just to the players in the Knicks organization, but to the former players sitting courtside supporting the team.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Latrell Sprewell at Radio City Music Hall yesterday. John Starks in attendance with Patrick Ewing. Larry Johnson is there. Yo, Stephon Marbury is there. I mean, you got a whole bunch. And let me tell you something right now. You know, in Stephon Marbury's case, native New Yorker, Lincoln High School, Brooklyn, New York. You understand? State champion, all of that kind of stuff, right? Career could have been better with the New York Knicks, but that neither here nor there. Love seeing him out there supporting the team because he was one of the greatest point guards, maybe the greatest point guard in the history of New York City. You understand what I'm talking about? High school. maybe the greatest point guard in the history of New York City. There's Kenny Anderson, Dwayne Pearl Washington, Rod Strickland, you know, all of these other cats. But bottom line is Stephon Marbury. We did, let's not forget who we have. Mark Jackson. You know, let's not forget his name. Rookie of the year for the New York Knicks. Started St. John's before that, all of that stuff. We got to remember all of these things as we see the New York Knicks ascending. And we're talking about, you know, engaging in nostalgia and understanding, you know, what it means to be a New York Knicks, what it once meant to be a New York Knicks, how championship allure escaped us all of these times because Walt Clyde Frazier and Willis Reed and Bradley and DeBush and those boys and Black Jesus, Earl of Pearl Monroe, blurred a title to us in 73. The reality is we ain't taste championship glory since. And that's been 53 years. And we're on the cusp of it potentially coming to an end now. If the New York Knicks can pull off the and go up against the odds and pull this off. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, my brother. A beautiful day.
Well, we say, and I'm a silver and black pen too. There are three words I'm going to quote to you. Just win, baby. That's what, just win. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, we don't want no Al. We don't want no Al Davis philosophy because the Raiders haven't won in decades, so we don't care about that. But I appreciate the call. Take it easy, man. Stephen in Ohio, you're live with Stephen A. My condolences to that city of Cleveland and
hey,
that state
up,
of Ohio. Stephen, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm great. Go ahead.
I just want to congratulate you on the win. You guys deserved it. You know, New York's got a better team from Cleveland, top to bottom.
Yes.
And what I want to talk about is I got two things. I want to say the Cavaliers, they should have known better. They should have known better than to get James Harden for Darius Garland. I understand why they did it because Garland's got his injury issues. But Harden, we got 15 years of evidence that Harden disappears in the playoffs, and it happened again. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people in Cleveland were celebrating the trade, and lo and behold, when the lights got bright, he shrunk, and he shot enough bricks to build a couple houses.
Yeah, and then had the nerve to sit up there and say he didn't play that bad.
He was horrible,
what he said about what he said. And what about your coach, who sat up there and said we actually won analytically? We actually won games 2 and 3. I mean, my God.
As a guy that played basketball in high school, if I would have heard my coach, you know, say that a guy that's the worst defender on the team is one of our best defenders, that would have lost it to our entire locker room.
Yeah.
And he lost the locker room after that comment, in my opinion. And I think we would have lost anyway. I don't think so.
I don't think you lost the locker room. I think you lost it when you gave up a 22-point lead with 7 minutes left in regulation.
I think when you did that,
you were done. When the Knicks blew game one against Indiana last year, that's what ultimately led to them losing the series.
And the second thing I want to say is the Cavs put themselves in a bad spot with that trade because, to me, they got Harden just for this year because this year was our best shot to get to the finals.
He's got to play an option. He's got to play an option, and you made him a promise. He's got to play an option over $42 million, and he's likely not going to opt out because you made a promise to him that you have to keep, and you can't renege on that. Otherwise, nobody will do business with you down the line.
Exactly.
Therefore, you're in a pinch right now. I got to go, Steven, but I appreciate the call. Go ahead. Your last point. I'll give you your last point, then I got to go. Go ahead.
The last thing I was going to say was this was our best shot because the landscape of the East this year, you know, Hallie was out, Tatum was out, and even when he came back, he wasn't his best self. And you look at the landscape for next year, the Cavs, they'll be lucky to get out of the first round next
season. Well, let me tell you something. You better hope that Donovan Mitchell don't ask for a trade. He might ask. He might ask out.
You
just never know. Appreciate the call, man. 888-MADDOG-6888-623-3646. Mikael Brown. Big-time NBA draft prospect scheduled to come on next, plus your phone calls in a minute. Don't go away. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Back with more in a minute.